time and motion and space. I told Barbara, when I was a kid, we used to throw rocks off the cliff edges at Acoma, Ago. We were fascinated because the falling of rocks seems to be something like stopping time. I mean, it seems real and clear to you then. Time is so deep, phantomless, and all the time that you can't pin it down at exact points, nor with explanations. But being witness to falling rocks, time is tangible then. It is a rock falling from the release of your hand, moving into, through, down space to the ground at bottom cliff edge. That's how you know then. Time and motion and space, pine and fir, the wind, lichen on sun-warm rock, a road below in the valley, voices of friends, ourselves. Pine song, she said. Butterfly comes by, and then bee, all dressed in bright yellow and black. This is the way it is. I'm not just making it up.